The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Simen Shin Chof Ches Sif Beis, teaches us the Simen of Chayil B'Shabbos, of what may or may not be done for an ill person on Shabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mishesh Leichayil Shas Akana, if there's a situation that somebody is a Chayil Shiesh by Sakana, Mitzvah L'Chal Lov Es HaShabbos, there's a Mitzvah to L'Chal Shabbos. Vazaris and somebody who's diligent in doing so, hareze meshubach. Vashoyl and someone who asks a question in such a situation, hareze shoychev tamim. So, the Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Katan Hay says further, says, Ayin l'kamon b'sif yudeis b'agosham, v'mashin nuchtev shem b'mishnah Berurah, v'ayin b'yaredeis soif simin kufnun hay. He also sends us to your day Simon Kufnun Hey, the Beinich Day Refuah Yidul Hanosh Mapi Mumchem. And not every Refuah is Mutter on Shabbos. It has to be a Refuah that's known, that is effective, or it's a Mumcha, a professional doctor instructed us to do this Refuah. This Halacha comes up regarding all types of natural and alternative medicines. May they be done on Shabbos or not? And the halacha is that if it's known that it works for this disease, or if it's a professional who's recommending it should be done, it may be done for chayla shiesh by sakana. Even, says Rav Ozna and the Shevet Sechuva Shevet Alevi, Chelik Hei Simen Nun Hei, involves Chil Shabbos Daraisa. By Chol Sheish by Sakana, we may by do it. For Chol Sheish by Sakana, we may not be over Anissa Daraisa. But now the question is, what is or isn't included in this type of refuah, which is not a straight medicine that may or may not be done on Shabbos? The terminology for this type of refuah is something which is known as a refuah segulus. It doesn't have an understanding. We can't understand how this works naturally, but in those days it was very common that they used to write a kameya if somebody, Rechamon Slon, was sick. And the question is, may we or may we not use such a refuah on Shabbos? It really is based on a machloikis rishonim. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis, in Masech de Yuma, Pei Gimel Amar Aleph, discusses, the Gemara says, Mishanoshka covered Kelvshaita, somebody was bitten by a wild dog, he should eat from the liver of that dog. Says the Rambam, Shein lava mitzvah el b'refua merapa b'derech teva. Says the Rambam, we're only allowed to violate what it says in the Torah for refua, something that works derech teva. Sharipi hu dova borof amiti m'derech esfara. It's something that we know works, and it makes sense that it works. And we have experience that this works. But a refuah that's only given through the segula also may not be done if it involves doing an isser, if it involves chil Shabbos. Their entire basis is weak. That's the opinion of the Rambam. We have to avoid these types of refuahs if it involves Isser. And that's the opinion of the Radvaz, Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Nun Gimel. However, the Rashba, in many places in his Tshuvas, says that the only time a refuah is Osir, this type of refuah is also when it involves kishuf. But any other type of refuah, even though it's a refuah schoolis, we may do it on Shabbat. We may do it even though it involves an Isser or even though it involves Chilul Shabbos. Moreover, the halacha, most paiskim are of the opinion that indeed, even though it involves an Isser, if it's a refuah where we have a chayla sheyesh by sakana, if this refuah, even though it's refuah skulis, is known to be effective, we may do it on Shabbos. And in fact, this is the opinion of the Shalos Tshuvos Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Ches, Simen Tezvov, Perik Ches. There's another reason why the Paiskim take a more lenient approach. Because even if we can't prove that this refuah is effective, but there's a concept in halacha of yisudei date. The Gemara says that you're allowed to put on a light when treating a blind person. The blind person can't see anyway. But there's a concept of yisudei date. The patient feels better knowing that the light is on. Or the halacha is that if somebody is being taken to the hospital, someone else may accompany them, even though the person accompanying is not really adding in any way to the medical treatment of this patient. But the patient feels better when somebody is accompanying them. Here too, if the patient believes that this skula is going to help, so there's a concept of yisuvei date. Certainly, if there's no issa d'raisa or issa d'rabbanan involved, it could be more makel. So if you're going to give somebody to eat something that they believe by eating this food they'll be healed, we're allowed to do it. Also, of course, as is understandable, there's a difference if what we're doing involves an issa d'raisa or an issa d'rabbanan. If it involves an issa d'rabbanan, even though it's a refuah skulis, we certainly could be more lenient. We have a similar halacha in Yerideya. If we look in Yerideya, Simen Kuf Nun Hei, Sif Gimel, the Ramah takes a more lenient, thinks about this approach. Muta, Lisra of Sheretz, or Shar Dava Asar, we're allowed to burn a Sheretz or anything else that's also Lachul or Fuah, a Fila Chalashim by Sukuna, Chutme Batsa Avedis Kachavin. The call, then the Ramah continues. The call Chalashim Achilin Isser, whenever we give a Chal or something also to eat, we have to know that the refuah is a known refuah that works, or it works through a mumcha. Then the Rama concludes we should never do an isser if we could do it beheter. Even though it involves a little delay, so the Rama says if by waiting there won't be any damage to the patient, and we could do it beheter, don't do it this. So here again, we see that if the refuah is a refuah yidua to that works, the halach is that we're allowed to do it, even though it's not a natural refuah, it's only a refuah skulis. Still, the halacha is we're allowed to do it. And moreover, the Darkei Tshuva says that not only may a refuah skulis be administered even in a situation with Rafur Yadua and gone by Mumcha. But the Daka Tshuva goes on to say that if we know, the Daka Tshuva goes on to say that if all this Rafur school accomplishes is that the Chayla will feel better, it won't take away the disease, but it'll make him feel better, it's also mutter. So why are we having this discussion? Because the Gemara in Masech Techulin, on the bottom of Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, tells us a story. The Nofa Me'igla Ara. He saw a person that fell off the roof. Pocket Karsay, his stomach opened up. The Nofa Mayane, and it was starting to spill out. Asila Bray. So the Roman brought the son of this person who fell off the roof. The Shachte Kamei. And he shechted the victim in front of him. Bechiza Sinayim. He didn't really kill him. It was just through, he made it look that way, through magic. Ingit, so this person who fell off the roof gave a sigh. He saw his son being killed. V'isnach, orlamayana, and that put everything back into shape. V'chayta l'karse, and then the Roman quickly sewed up this person's stomach, and he was good to go. So I saw that the Mefarshim that suggest that why does the Gemara mention the story that it happened strictly with a guy? So they want to say that because this is a refuah schoolus, this wasn't a regular refuah. Since it's not a regular refuah, you're not allowed to do any, you're not allowed to do achizis enayim, you're not allowed to do kishif when it involves, it's an isser to do kishif. And therefore, the Gemara goes out of the way, and that perhaps is the lesson of the Gemara. The Gemara goes out of the way to tell us that it happened with a Ramah, with a Goy, because only Goyim may do this. A Jew, since it's not a refuah, natural refuah, and it involves an Isser, the Isser of Kishif, it may not be done. However, I saw from the Cheshuke Chemet, he says that it may be done by a Jew as well. That as long as what we're doing makes sense, that this will cause a refuah, and as the Gemara indeed shows, it did cause a refuah, and as the Gemara indicates, it makes sense that it should cause a refuah, says the Cheshuke Chemet, that it would be mutter to be done through a Yisrael. Of course, he says that if it could be done through an Akum, it would be better. But if you can't do it through an Akum, you should do it through a Yisrael, because even though it's not a refuah tivus, it's certainly not natural way of doing medicine. But if it works, and there's reason to believe it will work, we're allowed to do anything to help a Jew get a refuah. We're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. We're allowed to be oiver isser of kishif. Everything is mutter because the chai behem, the Torah wants us to live.